United States President and Vice President, 4-year term.
Allison Kennedy, Alyson Kennedy, Socialist Workers Party nominee, President. Elected experience. Ran for president in 2016. For Dallas, Texas mayor in 2019. Other professional experience. Utah coal miner in union organizing drive with workers from Mexico fighting for wages, safe working conditions. Walmart worker in Dallas. Education. Protested U.S. wars from Vietnam to the Mideast. In May 2020, picketed with packing house workers in Yakima, Washington. Community service. Attended protests in Minneapolis, Houston, and Louisville against killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Picketed with union members on strike against ASARCO in Arizona and Texas. In June, brought solidarity to 4,300 unionists on strike against Naval Shipyard in Bath, Maine. Supports a woman's right to choose abortion.
Malcolm M. Jarrett, Malcolm M. Jarrett, Socialist Workers' Party nominee, Vice President. Elected experience. Ran for Pittsburgh City Council in 2019. Other professional experience. Cooks at catering company. Joined teachers' actions in West Virginia, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania in 2018. Joined UAW workers' picket lines against GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler. Education. Traveled to Cuba and is opposed to U.S. embargo. Supports Cuba's socialist revolution. Community service. In 2018, joined others protesting the killings of 11 Jews at Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Has been involved in fights against police brutality from the killing of Johnny Gamage in Pittsburgh in 1997 to joining protests of killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Supports women's right to choose abortion.
Statement. The Socialist Workers' Party demands the federal government immediately fund a massive public works program to provide jobs at union-scale wages for the millions thrown out of work. The COVID-19 virus has exposed the crisis of capitalism. Workers can build hospitals, housing, schools, and daycare centers and replace crumbling infrastructure. The bosses divide working people by scapegoating immigrant workers who they exploit. My campaign demands amnesty for all undocumented workers in the U.S. Workers' control of production. Workers need to work. It is only at work that by acting together we utilize our power and stand up to the bosses. Such resistance has taken place among Walmart workers, fruit packing workers in Yakima, machinists union shipyard workers on strike in Bath, Maine, along with copper miners who struck in Arizona and Texas, and among workers on the railroads, who all demand safe working conditions, control over line speed, pay raises, and 40-hour work weeks. Our campaign points to what is possible and needed. If workers wrested control of production, we could set up workplace committees to combat the bosses' production of shoddy goods, expose their waste, as well as protect the environment. Workers need our own party, a labor party, to fight to take political power out of the hands of the bosses and bankers and the Democrats and Republicans who represent them. We need to emulate what the workers and farmers of Cuba did when they made their revolution in 1959. Establish a workers' and farmers' government. We call for arrest and prosecution of all cops who kill working people, and we fight against women's oppression and defend a woman's right to choose abortion. Join the Socialist Workers' Party 2020 campaign. Read and subscribe to our campaign newspaper, The Militant. Contact 206-323-1111. 1755. SWPSEATTLE at gmail.com. www.themilitant.com.